morning.
Let me guess. No, I can't think. Who is this?
This is Dottie. How you doing, Jeff?
Oh, good morning, Dottie. I'm doing great. How are you doing? Good to hear your voice.
Oh, yeah. I'm doing great. Thank you.
We are on a...
I said, Bill and I tried the shake.
How'd you like it? Go ahead.
The only thing that I found, it had sort of like an aftertaste to it.
Really?
Yeah, that's what I found.
I don't think there's anybody that said that to me yet. You guys are the first ones.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because they used a product that is sworn to have no aftertaste. I wonder what you were tasting.
We tried it with water, and then we tried it with the milk, the rice milk that we use, and then I tried it mixing it with a frozen banana, and that was a little better, but it still had a little bit of an aftertaste.
Well, if you want it to perform at its highest, you mix it with nothing but water, other than the other suggestion was almond milk, because that's where you're going to get your greatest benefit. So all I can say is get past the taste and do what's best for your body, because it goes straight to the brain. Have you listened to Roger Drummer and Dave Ball
has arrived?
Info on it yet?
Mary Lou has left the conference.
I listened to Roger Drummer's talk about the sugar.
Okay, and the brain, and what takes place, and the metals, and the probiotics, and all that stuff?
Yeah.
Okay. So you really know what it does for your body then?
Right. There's no doubt in my mind about the benefits.
Loretta has arrived.
Okay, so really, for us, the taste shouldn't have anything to do with it anyway. I have had an overwhelming response on the taste. Absolutely overwhelming. I've never had anything I've even made a recipe for that's had the response that has had. Because people are comparing it to other things they've drank, and they just say, oh my gosh, this is better. That's why they were going to name it Our Shake's Better Than Your Shake. Was not only for the taste, but for everything else, too. But they said they didn't have room on the list.
Mary has arrived.
One thing that I have...
It's not like we just tried it one time. We've been experimenting with it, you know, because we really want to start taking it, you know?
Daddy, I wasn't crazy about the taste either, and so I have been adding some spices to it, and it really helped.
Okay. What did you add to it?
You just didn't admit it, Nancy, too much.
Say that again?
I said you just didn't admit it too much.
No, I said from the beginning I really didn't like the taste.
I guess I didn't even hear you. I'm sorry.
And since I'm not having oatmeal for breakfast, I put in what I used to put in my oatmeal. I put in a little bit of pepper and a heaping teaspoon of turmeric. And I'm using the pepper because one of the doc shows said something about pepper helps the turmeric do what it's supposed to do. So I add a heaping teaspoon of turmeric and a heaping teaspoon of cinnamon. And then I shake it up. And it's a much better taste for me.
And we haven't gotten anything negative back on that. He just didn't want any fruit in to add any sugar.
And this, at least I'm getting...
has arrived.
Okay,
so I don't know if that'll help you or not, but... I'm just getting water. And the scooping, you know, the two scoops of the Vital Balance.
I mean, the older vitamin, the older balance, I mean, we like that one, you know, because we used to use that. I used to make different things with that too. And, you know, when this one came out, I was, maybe I was just expecting a little bit more. I don't know.
You were probably comparing it to what you had in your taste buds before from the other one.
Yeah.
And see, the other one with me didn't even, of course, you know, I guess I go, my brain just really clicks in on what's good for me, and I build that so strong in my brain that my taste buds, I guess, just follow. I'm serious, because I've been that way with most everything that I've ever put in my body. As long as I know it's really good for me, hey, it's a done deal. I seem to like it. But then
well,
again, my taste buds are really,
yeah,
really wide, you know.
Yeah. Well,
so,
yeah,
I heard a really good illustration of that yesterday on Joel Osteen. He said there was this man that was accidentally locked into a freezer, and he was really, oh man, it sent him in a panic, and he screamed for hours, just yelling, trying to get a sound out, and he couldn't. It was a boxcar, refrigerated boxcar, and accidentally got locked into it. And he, the next morning, they found him frozen. They found him dead is what they did. And they did an autopsy on him, and he had frozen to death. He couldn't survive it. But what was really strange was there was no power to the boxcar. There was no, it was on normal setting, and it was 61 degrees all night long in there. But yet his body actually froze to death because a brain had been set in motion. And I'm not saying you set your brain in motion, but I'm saying I set my brain in motion the other way. And they've proven that once you set your brain in motion for something, it will take over your entire body, and your body will do the response that you've decided. So my brain has been set in motion, well, you know, that anything that's really good for it, I'm going to enjoy the taste of. And I don't know what I've tried that I haven't since I've been, you know, doing plant-based. And at the same time, I cannot stand the taste or even the smell of anything that's animal product, because that put my body into such bad condition. I don't want it in there, first of all. I'm not saying I want to respond negatively, especially if I'm at somebody's house and I get a little bit of something, but I usually do. I mean, sometimes it'll come right back at me instantly. So our brains are very, very strong, and that illustration to me is only to put it in a positive frame of mind. And I'm not saying anything against anybody that has a negative reaction. I'm just saying we can override it if we really work on our mental settings to portray the issue of being thin. Even if we have been in a place where we've not been healthy our whole life. I ran up against a lady the other day that told me she had been programmed since she was under 2 years of age. She can remember hearing them say to her she was a chubby little cute thing. And so therefore her brain had been set in motion. She's still holding on to that 2-year-old memory of how they programmed her because they said she was so cute and so chubby. And she's fought it her entire life. And I said, you don't have to claim that. You don't have to claim that anymore. You're an adult. So I guess maybe this is just we don't realize how hard some people are programmed, how hard they're hardwired to be in the condition they're in, and their genie
has arrived.
I'm not claiming that for anybody on this call, trust me. But if you have any thoughts down that road, get free of the thought mechanism that's triggering it. And a good book that I can give you with that title because I definitely don't have that training. But the real depth of it is a book called The Beck Diet Solution. The B-E-C-K, be like boy, E-C-K, diet solution. And it takes it all from the psychology of the cognitive mind in therapy and research. And that's the degree. This gal's got a PhD behind her name. And Joanne's been reading some out of it. So with that, welcome this morning, everybody, to Advanced Lifestyle. And it's supposed to be our shortened version, so I need to clip right along. But, Scotty, thank you sincerely for your input. I appreciate that and the honesty in giving it forth. And you know, I know how broad-minded you are, realizing what we can do. And we'll get an email back either from Roger or from Dave Balzer, I'll spit it out here this morning, on if what and when any of the other things will really do a major adjustment in the results that we can have when they're added. We know anything that's got sugar, any starches or any fruit will not work to our favor when they're put in the drink, especially at the beginning. When we're starting to try and change our body's habits from the amount of sugar load or carb load that we've had in the past built into so many things in our diet, and that comes from the all-American diet that we seem to get a little more of than we need, even when we try not to, with the sugar content as being the biggest culprit in this country to the diseases that we're dealing with. And that's why Roger Drummer gave us the 7-day challenge to break that habit, and a huge portion of us can do it in 7 days. Some people that have a greater challenge in their body, he gave them up to 30 days to really see a difference as far as their cravings. And again, I don't know how much of that's behavioral, so I'm not going to go any further into that part of it. Anybody have any other questions or comments?
Char, did you ever hear back from Roger about the idea of, since we are cutting our calories, I hate to use the word dramatically, but it kind of sort of is if you're doing it for two meals, if that's going to get us into starvation mode?
I haven't. And that was part of the other question that was addressed in there. And I will send him another one.
Okay, thanks.
To see if it was just an oversight or a lack of time at the time that he was going through them, because I can full well understand how much he must be dealing with because of his popularity and his, not just the popular part, but the fact that he is so knowledgeable on it. How many people are bombarding him right now with questions, because he's always so gracious about giving out his information. But thank you for, again, the reminder. I appreciate that. I get too many things on my plate, too, but nothing like I know he does. We've got this. Yes, go ahead.
This is Loretta.
Yes, good morning.
Hi. I really like the shake. I've been using it now a couple weeks. On and off when it, cause I have to go away a few days and it kind of gets me off track. But, I can't believe how it helps me not to be hungry. I can go for a long time without having any hunger. And I have to remind myself to eat. And that's, to me, that's a big thing. The taste, I'm not crazy about either. I've tried it in several different ways, you know, with almond milk, with coconut mm-hmm. milk, with rice milk, and I did this morning with water. And
Linda Wars has arrived.
Okay, she says, just know what it does, you know. So, but I have a question. I'm telling several people about this, and I want to send them to a site where they can hear Roger Drummer talk about this, but I don't know which one or where it is. Do you
okay, know?
It's
on, one place it's on is YouTube, another place, and I've got a link for it, and I know that, I'm pretty sure Steve has already put one up also. Steve, are you on? He may not be able to talk right now.
But when you
have a lot of background noise.
What is it under? You put Roger Drummer, Your Shake? Because I've tried that. That doesn't seem to bring it up.
Our Shake is Better Than Your Shake is one of the titles that it comes up under. I think that one might be on YouTube. But like I say, we got it, so I can definitely send it down. And Steve, are you on yet? Okay, he's evidently muted or en route to work. So anyway, I'll see that it goes down again. I'll make a note right now on my pad here.
Is that the one that he did in Seattle?
I think that's where it was taped from. I'm not sure. He's done the same one several times, and there might be some minor, minor differences between them. Another one would be Dave Balzer on the corporate calls, and I know that one is recorded. I think it was the 6th of February that his was recorded, and it's under info, and then I believe it's info, and then going to the where the corporate calls are, or maybe it starts out under events, and then where the corporate calls are. It's in the middle of the page, go down, and you'll find a date listing for all the recorded calls, and it'll have his name on it.
Okay. All right. Can you still get business cards from NECAN like we used to get?
They have a setup where it's shown. I don't know that they come direct from NECAN, but they do have that listed on their site. I know that comes up for the brand new person, but it's in there too. But can anybody help her with that? Since we're here to help.
I got my business card through.
Has left the conference.
They've always done a great job, and you can have them coded also. Who's that, Betty? Vitaprint?
Vitaprint?
Yeah. Vita?
Oh, Vistaprint.
Vistaprint. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Okay. Thank you. And another question.
You can get
250 for, you know, I mean, I know they used to give those free, and then you pay for the shipping. I don't know if they still do that. I have so many of the cards, you know, that I haven't audited in a while.
Okay. Another question. If I have two people that want to buy a shake, and they're both going to the same address, will that be counted for my three in one free one?
Yes, it will. You can have as many ships to the same person as you want to. It's not just one. So it doesn't matter how many, and it doesn't matter who they're sold to, as long as they're just a customer, not a registered consultant. They cannot be a consultant. They have to be customer status.
So if you have a husband and wife that each want a can, you could put two under just one of them and still get the credit.
Yes, you can put 12 underneath them and you'll still get the credit. So it doesn't matter how many they purchase. And even if you have to send it to your address, because I've got people that are buying it from me and I'm replacing it back to me, and that still will count. It's being sold to them, but it's being shipped to my address just for convenience. So that can take place also. So, yeah, they're
has arrived.
They're doing that. So, yeah, we've got a lot of new people coming in right now.
I could have sold three or four this weekend had I had them to sell right then.
Yes, and that's the reason
Yeah, that's a reason to have them on hand. People, when they make up their mind to do that, they want to do it now. Now, I had the same thing take place with a pair of insoles. Had we not had a pair of insoles, we probably wouldn't have had the sale, at least at that time, because she was destitute and desperate and wanted them now. So this is a good reminder, especially on the smaller ticket items. It doesn't hurt to have something that you can put in somebody's hand right then so they can start getting the results. And just trust the product that you're going to see the results that you need to see. Or they need to use it a little longer is all, because we know that it's working. We don't know that it's going to be to the level, highest level. We just know that they're going to get results. It's a, you know, it's a fact. It's a scientific fact. We know that. So our products are the same as when they were first developed, except better. And things only get better with what we've got. So thank you, Loretta, for your questions, because those lead us right into things that people that may have experienced it need to know. So
this is a good time of year, too, because people are getting their tax money back. And that's a good time to be selling the water system or the mattresses or whatever, some of the bigger items.
And let us not forget that the what our intro is just intro, and go the next step and lay the teasers down at least, and let them know that we have a total wellness home, and that's the thing that's in the very most demand for everybody in this country, is to be able to put them into an environment, because all the science is coming out in our favor, showing people that we have a are in a crisis in this country with our health, and we have everything that can affect our health. That's the only thing we've got that's in huge, huge demand, with the proof that it does. It has to work. Give us products that don't work on our bodies. And, you know, sometimes our, go ahead.
I apologize that you're talking about the timing being right. This weekend, for the PBX stations, they were doing their fundraising, and they're using a package by Mark Furman. And it looked like it's an amazing, amazing package of information. So, you know.
It is, and that's what I based the last several months on is Dr. Joel Furman's information. I was told by Carol Guth, who is one of the people I respect the very, very most in this business, not only for the research she's done, but for what she's put out there. And she told me years ago, when he was named in the China study, that's who we need to look to for guidance. And now, when you hear it not only on OPD, across the nation, repeatedly over and over, you hear it on Oz, Dr. Oz, repeatedly over and over, and him with the strongest statement saying, this is the only doctor I send my patients to. When I don't have the time or whatever the situation is, he said, this is the only doctor I send my patients to. And I don't think he would lie.
This one was a Mark Furman, but he was talking to everything that we've been talking about on the.
Oh, I'm sorry, I didn't catch the first name.
Yeah, it was a Mark Furman, but yet he was talking about everything that we've been talking about for the last couple of years on both the health side.
I'm sorry, Steve. Do you know how it was spelled? Just out of curiosity.
I've got it here.
Okay, thank you. I'm just curious, maybe it's a son following in his footsteps because he's old enough to have one.
I'm digging.
That's okay. The one that I'm talking about, I'll give you that one, is Joel Furman, and it's F like Frank, U-H-R-M-A-N. And he's an MD.
Yeah, this was a Mark it's Mark Hyman, not Furman, Hyman.
Oh, okay.
And
okay.
He has several books that he's looked like he's been published since about 2004. And he was talking about blood sugar solution and how to work. He talked about how to work with your doctor, and he has a blood sugar solution cookbook. And to me, it was very interesting. It seemed like a name that I'd heard. Maybe I was thinking about Thurman instead of Hyman. But anyway, it was very interesting.
He's been on Oswald. Yeah, he's a familiar name, too. Thank you, Nancy, also.
And then also the other thing that I wanted to mention real quick before I have to drop off is the fact that Monty mentioned on Saturday that he uses, with the body balance, for flavoring, he uses some curry powder, and after he did that, I sprinkled a little bit of red curry powder in mine, and Nancy chimed in cinnamon, so I put in a teaspoon of cinnamon in the 8 ounces of water, and oh my gosh, I thought that was just absolutely fantastic.
Thank you. Would you tag that on, or if you send it to me, I'll write it up and tag it on, and we'll start a list of things that we can know that we can add to it, and then I'll just wait until I get an okay back before I actually put it out there. But I did put something out there that is not really an okay, but I put a big warning on the top of it. This was not intended to be used as a regular way of utilizing the KVB, because it's got some sugar in it, because there's sugar in dark chocolate, but because of the way it was received, I put it as a warning for a celebration only, or I don't know what you want to call it, but anyway, not to be construed as a way of regularly utilizing the product, because you're not using it in the best form. However, when people tasted this, what I did find was they did not go back for a handful of it. They took one or two pieces, and they didn't go back for any more. And I didn't overemphasize that. That was just put on the recipe because I was in public situations where I wanted to tease people and say, yes, we can do something better for our body. And the recipe will be attached to today's recording. It's called Vital Balance Fudge. And, guys, it was good. It is good. I've taken it now two or three times, and everybody has responded in a positive way back to me. Oh, my gosh, you wouldn't have. If you hadn't told me, I just thought it was just not such a sickening sweet fudge that was cut back on the sugar. And I said, there's no added sugar in there at all. It comes from what is in the chocolate bark. I've added coconut oil to it, almond butter, vanilla, the Kenzen Vital Balance, straight cocoa powder that has no sweetener added to it at all, a fourth of a teaspoon of the stevia extract, whole almonds, roughly chopped, red pepper flakes and instant espresso coffee powder are both optional. And it came out very, very good flavor, at least to the people that tried it. That was their response. And, of course, it's not sugared sweet, so it's not developing those taste buds, except for, like what I said, is in the chocolate bark, which was the base of what holds it together.
Char, I have two questions on that recipe. Instead of the bark, can we just use, like, a 75 or 80% dark chocolate
liquor? Yes, you can. Yes, you could very easily. I weighed it. It was 6 ounces, so it would be easy to convert if you've got a scale.
Sure. And then go ahead.
Good question, Nancy.
Then with the Vital Balance, I'm assuming that you waited until it cooled off some to add it so that it doesn't break down the enzymes?
Yes, I most certainly did. I only had it melted to where the coconut oil melted, and that's 77 degrees. And I let it set before I even added it in. I stirred it quickly so it smoothed out, quite smooth. But then again, you've got the chocolate, you've got the nuts in there that give it texture anyway. And so nobody complained that it wasn't slippery smooth. You know, that maybe some truffles might be a little smoother, but nobody made any comment about that. They were going for the flavor of it and the fact that there, you know, was enough. And then one of the tricks to it is refrigerate it or set it in a cool place so it starts to set up right away. But don't let it get hard, because if it gets hard, then it's going to crumble. Score it and cut it into the squares. Or else, if you put it in the refrigerator and it's gotten too stiff, let it soften up before you try and cut it, just enough so that it will cut down through. One of the knives that really works great on cutting that type of thing is one of those ones from Alaska. It's got the curved blades. It's a Ulu knife, I think is what it's called. UHL. Ulu knife. Just, Jeannie, if you're still on, you give me the pronunciation on that.
I think you said it right.
Okay, thank you. Anyway, I found that is just the trickiest knife in the world. You just, and it doesn't scratch the pan if you just lightly set it down and rock it, and it cuts all the way through very clearly and very straight. I just have to reset it, especially for things that are a little deeper like that. I used an 8x8 pan. All that's on the instructions that you will have coming down. And, again, you know, it's not to replace the really proper way of using our Kenton Vital Balance. And the words, the emphasis on vital, with a capitalized and in bold letters on the package, so let's keep that in the name of it and realize that that's the importance of it. Guys, we're at the limit, probably 2 minutes past, 4 minutes past. Any last-minute comments? Go ahead.
I just have one quick one. I made the three-ingredient fudge this weekend and added chia seeds to it, which made it even yummier. You might even want to try adding chia seeds to your recipe.
You know, I will keep changing the recipe and put it as an option. How much did you put into about what would be for an 8x8 pan, if you can give me some kind of an amount, just roughly?
I would just sprinkle it in until you can see that they're in there. I mean, I didn't measure, you know, when I'm making it, I'm only making a small amount to fit in the candy, the disc trays that you buy, you know, at Michael's. So I'm not making a lot at a time. And I just sprinkled it in. And when I was mixing it up, I could see that you could see that they were there. But
well, I know,
you
know how people like it. Guidelines, Nancy. So I wait and I'll make a variation sheet that can come down later. But realize that when these things come down and you see them, and if yours doesn't look the same, you're going to have to keep checking, the website, if you're not on all the calls, and I don't expect that everybody's going to be on every call, keep checking the website for additions and revisions and so on, because nothing stands still in my kitchen when I get started on these things, as I know it is the same way in you guys when you're working with it, too. But that's a great idea, Nancy. Thank you.
Tell me with my tea. I love them. It just wasn't a little bit of a... Good call, Char. Thank you.
You're welcome. And Steve, what did you have? You had a comment.
No, this is Monty Char.
Monty, I'm sorry.
Clarifications. The curry powder and the other things that I was talking about, I put in my scrambled eggs in the morning about a couple hours after I have my shake. I don't put the curry powder in the shake. I only use the prime egg water and the Kenton Vital Balance. The other thing is I just sent you a link in regards to Roger's video audio, and I sent you two of them. The one that says hello Yeah, it says hello. That is in regards to a vet tape. So that's not the one to send out. The one I send out has a subject in it called Roger, and it's an embedded link, which means they can still see the thing on YouTube, but you don't get all the other junk that's on there. Does that make sense?
Okay.
So go ahead and take a look at both of them, but don't send the wrong, don't send the one that I have titled Roger in the body of it. Okay?
Okay, well, I'll double check it to make sure I'm getting the right one. And
the other one is on,
they're both by Roger, but it's, the one is on.
No, I sent one to you with a subject called Hello. Don't send that one out. It's the one that says Roger. That's the one that goes out.
Okay,
just
got
take
it.
A look at both of them, and you'll know which one link to send out. But
usually
when people send things to YouTube, they get all that other crap and crud and everything else on the when they're watching YouTube. And the link that I sent you, they don't get that stuff. It'll just be a full screen picture, which there is no picture on the Roger Drummer when there's no video. It's just audio.
Right.
I know we're all confused now.
No, I got you straight. If it, the one that says hello does not go out for Roger's KVB presentation. Okay.
Right, that's all about how they're using the Paul Mag. It's a veterinarian tape about how they're using magnetic products on our products on animals.
Okay, good. We need that one, too, so we'll add that in a totally separate one. So thank you. I appreciate all the help you guys are putting into this call for the benefit and the good of thousands of other people, because that's the way it happens with the site that Steve has put together for us, for everybody to utilize and gain so much information. So we owe so very much, so don't ever think otherwise. Any nice way you can repay Steve for what he's doing, I'm gonna say up the ante there and giving him good feedback and whatever. Anyway, we need to run, guys.
Sure.
Make it an absolutely good day. I can't say perfect. None of us are gonna be account for that, but the very best we possibly can. Make it healthier. And just realize there's millions of people out there that need to know what we know. And we can be their only link that may ever cross their path to get the information in time. So we got a big job to do. Let's get to work, and we'll see you tomorrow morning.
Thanks, Sean.
Bye-bye. Bye. Thanks, Sean.